The legislature started its fourth special session of the year today in Juneau with two items on its agenda. One bill would make changes to the state's criminal justice laws, while the other would introduce a new tax. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on lawmakers' differences on the bills.
Of the two items on the special session agenda, there appears to be more urgency to pass the crime bill. The Senate has already passed the bill. The House moved quickly Monday to skip one of the three committees that was scheduled to hear it. Anchorage Democratic Representative Chris Tuck says passing the bill is a priority.
Crime is on the rise here in Alaska. Alaskans do want a fast fix, and much like the governor, I can't stomach going another day jeopardizing public safety.
Seven Republican House members, mostly from Matanuska, Susitna Borough, voted against considering the bill. At least some of these legislators would like to fully repeal Senate Bill 91. That's the state law passed last year that changed the state's criminal sentencing, bail, and probation laws. Anchorage Republican Representative Charisse Millett says the House should take more time considering what it should do regarding crime.
This is the biggest issue facing my constituents in Anchorage. Crime is out of control, whether it's because of SB 91 or not. Mr. Speaker, I believe that this bill deserves a full vetting.
The House Judiciary Committee has scheduled up to 3 hours of public testimony on the crime bill on Tuesday night. Senate Bill 54 would increase the penalties for Class C felonies and petty thefts. It also would increase penalties for people who violate conditions of release. The tax bill may face a more difficult road than the crime bill. Anchorage Democratic Senator Berta Gardner says the two bills are connected. She says funds from taxes will pay for behavioral health care, police, and prosecutors that will reduce crime.
We want a state in which Alaskans feel secure and comfortable and safe in their homes and communities, and we want people to feel proud, continue to feel proud of living in Alaska. We have to support it. Talk's cheap. Funding public health and public safety is not.
Senate President Pete Kelly, a Fairbanks Republican, says there are other ways the legislature can fund public safety. He favors a bill that would draw money from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings to pay for state government.
If you want to make that linkage, then what we need to have on the call is SB 26, because SB 26 funds everything.
While the House will stay in Juneau for the special session, most senators are going to reconvene in Anchorage to hold committee meetings. Kelly says that with much of the focus on a crime bill that the Senate has already passed, it doesn't make sense for the Senate to remain in Juneau.
And why is the Senate moving to Anchorage?
Just save money. It's save money and disruption. There's no reason for us to just be down here waiting for the House to act on a bill that we can do nothing about. We've already voted for it.
The Senate did take one set of actions today. It removed Palmer Republican Senator Shelley Hughes from three of her four committee assignments after she left the majority caucus. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.